Hey, you. Yes, you. You're the only one here. Oh no, I'm not speaking through your television. Is that even on? No, not your laptop either. Oh, good heavens, no. I'm certainly not using your telephone. Think about it for a minute. You can hear me so clearly, despite not being able to see me. Yes, yes, there could be a very advanced and just crazily well-hidden camera and speakers in your house, but it would have to be very advanced to do this. Hey! You jumped so much right there. Did you feel my breath on your ear? And can you feel my hands there? On your thigh? Oh, come on. Where are you running off to? Oh, just come back here to the sofa. At least there you'll be comfortable. Oh, did you really think you could lock yourself in your bedroom? And I wouldn't be here with you? Well, I suppose it's convenient at least. Oh, now you're beginning to understand. But I can almost feel your mind going in the wrong direction. I suppose you could be crazy if your special friend were here. You could ask them if they hear me. But you and I both know that you are not crazy, don't you? I will tell you one thing. You cannot run away from me because I am attached to you. I am closer to you than any partner or spouse could ever be. You know what I am, even if you cannot bring your dim little mind to seriously consider the word. But where did we first hook up, so to speak? Remember the little games you got up to at the party? Yes, you and your tiresome friends were all so drunk. And it was so fun and naughty, wasn't it? Oh, until someone got out the Ouija board. Well, none of you followed the rules. So silly. You and your friends just sent out a general invitation into the void as your clumsy little hands manipulated the planchette. And then it began to move. Oh, your friends thought it was gibberish. But somehow you understood, didn't you? Not one, but multiple entities. All vying for attention. All trying to get their messages through. Oh, the other ones were weak. Oh, memories of the dead, vestiges. Spirits of things imagined, but not me. Oh no, you know that I come from an ancient place, a deep, dark place, a place you were raised to fear, a place that had no name. And from the moment we bonded, you felt my presence. Don't deny it. You haven't felt truly alone since then. You felt eyes on you, even in the dark. I've grown attached to you. And with that attachment, I can be more than an immaterial being. I can be physical, tangible. Oh, I'm not real, you say. I can't hurt you. Tell me, did that hurt? Oh, don't pretend. You enjoy any kind of attention, don't you? You arrogant, needy little slut. Oh, you don't like that word? Does it bother you? It never bothered you to be one before you settled down. That's what your special friend thinks anyway. You and I both know you still harbor some very twisted little fantasies. Oh, don't worry. I'll never tell them what a disgusting, vile creature they've moved in with. Oh, now, now, do be respectful, little one. You have been warned. That must have hurt. Oh, you're bleeding a little. I can smell it. How will you explain that to, well, at work, or to your dear, sweet little love? Well, at least you're being more respectful now. At last, you ask me what I want. After all, you did invite me in. I can't enter with no invitation. Even if you didn't know quite what you were doing. Well, my sweet, what I want is you. All of you. I want your body. I want your mind. I want your life. I want your soul. I want your entire being. Is that outrage what you hide behind when you're truly afraid? I suppose we'll find out, won't we? Well, here, I'll tell you what. If you take off your clothes and submit to me right now, like a good little pet, then maybe I'll leave you when I'm done, if you satisfy me. No? Not interested in bargaining? Oh, very well then. To be honest, resistance only arouses me further. And your fear, my sweet, is a lovely, tasty aphrodisiac. Ah, begging? Really? I suppose you are correct, however. I don't need to violate you, since I'm already a part of you. I don't need to force you onto your back on the bed, the one that you share with your sweet lover. I do not need to take your clothes off to rape you. But I want to, slut. I want to tear them off your filthy sinner's body. I want you to feel the humiliation of being unable to stop me at all. I want you to know how truly powerless you are, how you are nothing but an object to me, a plaything for the night. They are much better. It's so rewarding to watch you squirm and shiver in my cold grip. Can you feel my talons biting into your flesh? Can you feel your blood seeping in red rivers down from your arms and your chest? Oh, no is crying. I can smell the scent of your arousal. You want this nearly as much as I do, don't you? Oh, don't worry. Your secret is forever safe with me. Oh, your legs are strong. It's almost taxing to force your thighs open. Oh, almost, that is. Ah, there. Oh, that's much better. Ah, your sweet little hole is swollen and needy, isn't it? You would think I would not care about such things. But it is important to me that you are aroused before I make you mine. Even if we are very different, you and I am a thing of perfect spirit after all. I don't need an appendage. But for you, I made a special one. I took my time imagining it, and I crafted it to fit within your constraints, but still made it so you would feel every inch of violation, every knob, every ridge, every angle is conceived to bring you the most exquisite pain and pleasure. And I assure you that you will remember it long after it has left you. That's it. No, don't relax. Fight me. Yes, try to repel me. I'm nearly there. You've taken almost all of me. Without fainting. Impressive. There. Oh, you feel even sweeter than I ever dreamt. Yes. So tight. So sweet. Yes. Your cries and your mules are so delicious. Do you feel like you might just split open right here, right now? Like an overripe fruit. Do you feel like your legs are being forced wider than they could possibly go? Can you feel your thighs bruise with each thrust? How will you explain that? That's it. Oh, sob, little one. Oh, but don't you dare pretend I can't hear your moans and your whimpers and your gasps. Don't pretend that you don't feel me in places you never knew existed, that you never knew you could take something like my Yes, the only truth that matters right now is that I am going to come inside you, little one. Yes, I am going to spill myself inside you, and you are going to come with me. Oh, don't deny it. Oh, you're so close. Yes, just let yourself go once and for all. I won't finish until you do. And I can do this. My dear, for a very, very long time. In fact, for an eternity. That's it. Oh, yes. Come for me. Yes. Come for me. Oh, what a perfect, beautiful, needful slut you are. My dear, that was stupendous. You have fully satisfied my carnal appetites. I always knew you were the right one for me. As soon as I felt you, all those years ago. Leave you? Oh, no, no. Oh, my sweet. Our romance has just begun. Why would I leave you now? No. For you? Because you cried and begged and supplicated so sweetly. I'll go away for the moment. Yes. Just long enough for you to feel like it was a dream and that you were safe again in the night. And it will make our unexpected eventual reunion all the sweeter. Oh, but I did leave you with a bite on your neck as well. Just so that you and anyone else who sees it remembers who you truly belong to. Oh, I suppose you'll be wearing a scarf for a while, won't you? And may it be a reminder, your scarf, of my hand on your throat. Little one. See you very, very soon.